there's something about the design of these very platforms that are enabling them to go bigger with their hate speech, to amplify hate and harassment, to amplify lies, and of course culminating in an event like January 6th, which even inside those Facebook whistleblower files, there was research that Facebook had conducted internally that suggested that they knew that their algorithms were a pipeline to radicalization.
The people at the Kennedy School, where she had already brought a lot of attention and fame to the school, more than it had before, certainly, they were excited about it too. And then there was this critical meeting.
What was that critical meeting? What happened?
Like many schools, the Harvard Kennedy School has this sort of advisory council, and this meeting of the Kennedy School Advisory Board is called the Dean's Council, and it's people who gave, I forget what the minimum was, maybe it's like $50,000 or something like that a year, and in what turns out to have been maybe not a good idea, they invited Joan Donovan to be the star of one of these things because she'd just gotten the Facebook files, and so they're trying to wow the donors and have Joan talk about why they're important and what she's going to do with them. She was beginning to talk about making them public, but one member of the Dean's Council was Elliot Schrag. Schrag was, obviously a donor, but he was also the retired head of Facebook communications. Somebody whose job was getting out a positive view of Facebook around the world. According to Joan and other people at the meeting, he was beside himself, and accused her of misinterpreting the documents. And just after that, a week later, Dean Doug Elmendorf of Kennedy School wrote to Donovan and asked her, to explain some of her methodology. And what's more suspicious to Donovan in her filing is the timing of all this, because at the same time this is happening, other bits of Harvard are pursuing what would wind up being a $500 million grant from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, run by Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, which is the maybe the largest donation in Harvard's history.